Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now, Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. Good morning, Friday morning. Morgan, how was your final night in your apartment last night?
Oh, David and I got in a fight last night.
Oh, awesome. So you made new memories.
Yeah.
You'll always remember your last night in your apartment moving out, you and David fighting.
Yeah, pretty much.
What was the fight about?
Because he took today off work. So he's been working so late all week. Like, when I say talking late, I mean like midnight, okay? He's working from 7 a.m. until midnight all week. And so last night...
He had to do all that just to take a day off today?
No, he doesn't. He just... Oh. What he does is he doesn't utilize a day off as a break. He utilizes a day off like... I have to get all of my work done, including what I would have done on Friday before then. Otherwise, I can't enjoy the day. You get what I'm saying?
I do, because we kind of have the same mentality when we take our days off around here. We got to make sure that all the work is done and everything is covered and we're not leaving anybody in the lurch.
Right.
And I'm sure that I like how David is conscientious like that.
Yeah, he is. But still, when I get home last night, I got home at like 9 o'clock and... I walk into his office and he's still working. And I was like, David, this is our last night in our apartment together. Please do not work until midnight. And he was just looking at me like I could tell I caught him in the middle of a zone. He was in a zone where he was like not hearing what I was saying, but also hearing what I was saying. He likes to listen to EDM when he works. So he was like doing a little dance as I was trying to yell at him. And I'm like, it's not funny. Like, I want to spend our last night together in our apartment. It didn't happen.
You lost that fight.
Yeah, I lost the fight. He did come to bed at like 10 o'clock. So I was still in and out of sleep.
Yeah.
So it's not like I was, you know, completely knocked out, but I definitely wasn't like coherent to the world. And he brought his laptop in the bed to do more work. So I was like, whatever.
All right.
Whatever. It's fine. I love that he is ambitious and takes his work seriously. And he is respectful of others because he doesn't want their workload to be more when he takes a day off.
Well, that's too bad. I was thinking about you last night with the last night in the apartment. And I guess maybe it's not an emotional night for you. It won't be a memorable night for you. I was thinking about my last night in my house in Phoenix when we left the night before we made the trip back to Ohio. Because I remember the entire house being empty. We had set up two air mattresses in the living room, which is where we were going to sleep because all the beds are gone. The TV was already ripped off the wall. There was really nothing to do.
Right.
It was just the four of us inside of an empty room and just talking. And I think maybe we had a board game. And so I remember that night because it was special because it was the four of us and no distractions.
Yeah.
See, that's what you should have done is remove the distractions.
Oh, we had all the distractions.
You should have turned off the Wi-Fi.
All the distractions were there. But it's okay. You know why? Because he has today off and he is probably packing as we speak. So I can't be mad about that.
David, they already shut off the Wi-Fi.
Yeah,
I don't know what happened.
Literally, our electric is gone, David. What are you doing?
Real life. Real Cleveland. Q Morning Show.
Makes me feel happy. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Q104.
Something I'm made for. Billie Eilish. It's Q104. 90s, 2000s, and now Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. So what is going on with Kate Middleton these days? Because I saw something this morning, and I kind of just jumped over it. But
yeah,
wait, is it something serious?
It's a conspiracy theory.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I like those.
Yeah. It's all over my pop culture Instagram page. Everybody is talking about it. That is into the royal family. Because I feel like you're either really into the royal family or you don't care at all. And there's no in between.
I don't care at all. However, I do like conspiracy theories. So.
Okay. So, you know, Kate Middleton had surgery, I believe in December. Do you remember? It was a pre-planned abdominal surgery, right?
I do not remember, but...
You don't remember that?
No, how's she doing?
Well...
Not well, I'm assuming?
Okay, well, this is the thing, and this is why people are really starting to be like, what's going on? She has not been seen one time since then. Now, if you're not familiar with the royal family... This woman had a baby and 5 hours later was in a dress and heels holding the baby for photo ops. So it's very unlike someone like Kate Middleton to disappear for 2 months. So people are like, what is going on? Where is Kate? Is it the surgery? Is she recovering from the surgery? Is it something different? She also canceled all of her engagements until Easter. And then Prince William also recently started canceling engagements that he was supposed to go to. So people are assuming the worst.
Because it would be odd if he went somewhere and she wasn't with him?
I feel like he's done things by himself before... but I don't know. I don't know. Is it something where he needs to be by her side?
You mean like right now? Like,
yeah.
Like, what are you saying? Like she's on her deathbed?
No, I mean, I don't think she's on her deathbed. I'll tell you like what the conspiracy theories are. This is just a conspiracy theory, people. This is not confirmed information.
Yes. Reckless speculation is happening right now.
Some people think that it might be more of a mental situation.
Oh.
Some people might think that she is just still recovering from this abdominal surgery. However, it was just weird because there's been no, like, real official statement from Kate either. But they did come out with one yesterday saying, and this is, like, on behalf of her team. Kensington Palace made it clear in January the timelines of the princess's recovery, and we'd only be providing significant updates. That guidance still stands.
So nothing significant to say.
Okay, but you know what else is really interesting that people are saying? The British media are so ruthless, and they don't award anyone privacy. So why all of a sudden now are they awarding Kate Middleton all this privacy?
Oh, is that what they're doing?
Yeah. She hasn't been seen.
I know, but aren't they like all just a Twitter and trying to figure out what's going on? I mean, aren't the British media behind all of these conspiracy theories?
Or? No, it's more like fan speculation.
Oh,
everything
gotcha.
I've seen is like fan speculation.
But the media isn't fueling it like we're fueling it right now?
Nope.
All right.
That's weird.
I mean, I think that she should take as much time as she needs.
I just want to throw this out there and we can end it here. And it'll just make you think, okay? If this were Meghan Markle, the situation would be way different. I don't think the British media would ever be treating the situation the same if it were Meghan Markle.
Because they adore Kate and dislike Meghan?
I mean, if you want to put it like... as blunt as possible. Yeah.
All right. Well,
TBD on where Kate Middleton is. We don't know.
Yeah. Who's going to break this story?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, they're saying she's still recovering. So the guidance stands is what they say.
I have found a conspiracy theory of my own.
Oh, really?
And it's happening right here in America.
Okay.
And it involves Beyonce.
Okay.
Did you hear that? People are accusing her of stealing that country song that she
what?
Has. Yes.
No.
Yeah. We'll tell you about this next. It's the Q Morning Show.
The Q Morning Show with Morgan and Bill.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. So I think everybody knows by now that Beyonce has a new country song. We're playing it on Q104.
I love it.
It's called Texas Hold'em. But has Beyonce stolen this song from another composer?
I refuse to believe.
Let's hear Beyonce's song first. Here we go. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, we're trying to listen. This ain't Texas.
Ain't no holding. All right.
We got it.
So there you go. That's okay. Beyonce. There are people accusing Beyonce of stealing that song.
Of course they are.
The composition of that song. But who is she stealing it from? Franklin.
Who's Franklin?
Do you remember the TV show Franklin?
Oh, stop.
Here's the theme song to Franklin.
Hey, it's Franklin.
Stop.
So stupid.
Coming over to play.
Do you remember this show?
Yes, it shaped my childhood. I did love Franklin. He was the best, wasn't he? I miss him. I miss Franklin. What is he up to these days? Honestly.
I remember this show because when Will was born and during his toddler days, we would only allow him to watch Nick Jr.
Right?
That's what it was
of
on,
course.
Right?
Nick Jr.
As if we were like incredible parents because we would not let him watch Cartoon Network.
Right.
Only Nick Jr. for you.
Cartoon Network sometimes got a little racy,
I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah. Courage the Cowardly Dog.
I don't remember that one.
Inappropriate.
Yeah, there's so many shows that I've probably forgotten that were just on all the time in the house. But I do remember Franklin.
Okay, so are people really accusing her, or did you just make that up?
No, I didn't make it up. This is really a thing on the internet. I think someone tried to merge the two songs. So this is Beyonce and Franklin, like a mashup. Here we go.
So bad.
Coming over to play.
The things people will do to go viral, seriously.
It's so stupid, but that's why I love it.
I much prefer, actually, I don't know, because the Franklin theme song's a bop.
It is, but I love both. Let's see if we can get Chase to add the Franklin song, too.
Yeah, really.
Just to throw everybody off this weekend. Q104. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show. It's Morgan and Bill. It's moving day today for Morgan.
Yes, it is.
So, do you anticipate being completely out of the apartment and in your new house today, or are you going to be making little small trips Saturday or Sunday?
Nope. Today's the day.
Today's it.
Today is the day.
Like, you will return the keys to the apartment tonight.
Yes.
And that's it. So are you ready to go? Do you have people helping you?
Yes, we have people helping.
Like they'll be over and you're going to order a pizza and everybody's going to get to work?
Yeah, pretty much.
And this will
be so fun.
And this will be right after the show today?
Correct.
All right, everyone will be over there waiting for you. They're like, "Let's get to work, Morgan."
Right.
Let's get this move on. Are you having anxiety?
I had a nightmare about my new house.
You're dreaming about your move.
Yeah. That's when you know it's bad, when it's infiltrating your dreams.
What was the dream about?
I had a dream that my new house had a cricket infestation.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know if that's a thing.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Crickets?
You could have a cricket in the house. I don't know about an infestation.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I know, like, in Northeast Ohio, it's pretty common to have a lot of stink bugs, mm-hmm. which are disgusting. I don't know. What other infestations can you have?
Oh, my gosh.
Cockroaches.
Ants.
Yeah. But I've never heard of a cricket infestation.
We had a tick infestation once.
What?
That was in Arizona.
Oh, my God. That would be my worst fear.
I don't know if that was... I don't know if that's an Ohio thing. But, yeah, we had ticks just all over the house.
Oh, my God. No.
Oh, yeah. It was
fun.
What
did you do?
We called an exterminator. And then I believe we ended up... We had, like, a little patch of grass. Again, this is Arizona. All right?
So right.
There really is no grass. In there, you have dirt yards or gravel yards, but we had a little patch of grass that we had to completely pull out of the backyard because that's where the exterminator thought that the ticks were coming from. So we ended up putting in artificial grass back there.
Okay.
But yeah, but that was fun, especially with two dogs in the house.
I'm sure.
To have ticks, like you would walk into your bedroom and you'd lift the cover up the comforter on your bed, and there would just be ticks all over.
No, that is disgusting. See, you're making it worse. I thought you were going to say, oh, don't worry, Morgan. It was just a dream. There's no such thing as cricket infestations.
Oh, no. You're just getting started, man. You're going to be moving into a house. The silver lining here is that if anything goes wrong, it's not necessarily your responsibility.
Right.
Because the house is not yours. I mean, obviously, you're going to take care of it as best as you can.
Yeah.
But ultimately, it's the landlord's responsibility. Wait until the joys of home ownership come into your world.
I'm not getting there yet.
That's a long ways away.
I'm not getting there yet.
So we should get into this. Moving horror stories.
Oh, yeah. Really pump me up for the day.
So not like your nightmare last night. I mean, we're talking about real life moving horror stories.
Yeah, something bad happened when you moved in.
Yeah, let's get into that coming up. That'll cheer everybody up on a Friday.
That'll make me really excited to move all day.
It's Q104.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Waking you up.
Bring me that smile in the morning.
It's the Q Morning Show.
You could be the next viral sensation.
Real life.
Real Cleveland.
Q104.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. Moving day today for Morgan Wright.
Yes.
She is moving out of the apartment into a rental house for her and David as they begin a new chapter of their life together.
Truly.
And a new place to live. She had a nightmare, though, last night about, what was it, an infestation of what?
Crickets.
Yeah.
Which I don't even know if that's a thing. Like, I don't know if you can have an infestation of crickets.
I don't see why not. I mean, you can be infested by so many things. Yeah. Mice, ants.
I guess I've just never heard of that before.
But we were wondering, what could go wrong on a move? I mean, we're throwing out a wide net here.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking about this last night. This is what I was thinking about when I put my head down on the pillow last night. I have moved in my lifetime. I counted them up. 13 times.
Wow.
I don't know if that's a lot.
That is a lot.
13 times, though, from moving out of my parents' house into my college dorm all the way up until 2021, moving back to Ohio. 13 times.
That's too much.
All in all, I can't really recall like a horror story. I mean, I have memorable moments. I drove cross country from Portland, Oregon to West Palm Beach, Florida. And you really can't get too much more cross-country than that. I mean, that is almost coast-to-coast.
Right.
And I drove with my dog, Reagan. And so I had Reagan with me at the time, and it was difficult to, I mean, staying in hotels was okay, but it was difficult to go into restaurants or things like that. So I ate a lot of fast food on that trip. And by the time I got to Florida, I'm pretty sure that I had to stop at every single Florida rest area because fast food just tore up my inside.
Right.
Brian is listening to us this morning. Brian, good morning.
Morning.
Do you have a moving horror story for us?
All right. Well, back in 14 years ago, we moved from Michigan to Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
So my brother-in-law, Bill, came up from Tennessee to help us move, which is awesome. Everything is going great. But my sister, instead of putting moving boxes on the trailer, was packing up all the trash in the house and loaded that onto us. We lost a lot of our stuff. But anyways, we get to Ohio. We're coming up the tow road.
Mm-hmm.
We get 60 miles from Ohio. The trailer hitch busts off the front of the trailer.
Oh, no. As you're going like 60 miles per hour down the highway?
Correct. We
what
just left
do?
The rest area. So I pulled over to the side of the road. Thank God the trailer didn't destroy anything.
Yeah.
But we found out right then and there is $362 from the tow road at 100, can't remember mile marker. To Cleveland.
Oh, so you towed the trailer to your new place.
Yep, had to get a flatbed.
362.
Oh my gosh.
That stinks. I would freak out.
And then we get there, we start unloading and found out that we have trash.
Right, there was trash in
there.
Yeah,
that was my Michigan. First question. Why would she bring the trash?
She wasn't thinking.
What else are you gonna do with it?
Throw it away? Well,
no, we put stuff in the garage there, we was gonna go back and get it. It was just a complete nightmare.
No, I get what he's saying because you can't really leave trash behind at the old spot.
Old house.
At the old
right.
house. And, I mean, where do you go? I mean, you find a dumpster somewhere,
yeah,
but a lot of people don't like you.
I guess that's why I was confused because I still have a dumpster. at my apartment complex.
A lot of people don't like it when you just pull into their parking lot and use their dumpster.
Right.
You know, some people are kind of, so I get it. I get it, Brian.
But no, the look on our face when we open up, you know, it's like, okay, this is the kitchen.
It's our leftover kitchen things.
In a way, depending on how you looked at it, you kind of lucked out a little bit.
Oh, no. We had to drive back to Michigan.
What?
Reload everything back. It was a nightmare.
You had to drive back?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. See, this is the pros of only moving 12 minutes away, is that I know I will not have to make that long trek if something goes wrong.
Yeah, that's right. See, there's a silver lining again. You're not moving to Michigan. You're only moving 12 minutes away, right?
Yeah.
216-474-0104. What is your moving horror story? What went wrong on moving day?
Yeah, this is going to be great to tell me the day I move all of my things.
Maybe someone will have a suggestion, something for you to look out for today, right? It's Q104, Miley now.
That's because I used to be young.
Q104, Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. We're hearing moving horror stories this morning. We're trying to make Morgan feel better about her move.
Yeah, because the horror stories are going to make me feel great about moving today.
Well, sure they are, because you're going to hear what other people have had to deal with, and you're going to be like, well, my problems cannot be as bad as these problems.
Okay.
John is in Westlake. John, good morning.
Good morning.
What happened on a move that you were a part of?
I would just say be careful where you park. We parked next to a fire hydrant when we were downtown Chicago, the only spot you could find. And by the time we unloaded the truck, basically lifted up after we got all the weight off and hooked onto the fire hydrant, we didn't know what to do. So we just kind of took off and the fire hydrant came with us.
What?
And we didn't want to get in trouble, so we left.
Oh, what? My gosh.
You ripped a fire hydrant out of the sidewalk?
We did. Downtown.
I can't even, I cannot even picture how you did that.
Neither could we. There were no cameras then.
I almost think it wouldn't be possible. Like, you would, a moving truck that strong to pull a fire hydrant out? I guess it could happen, though. You did it.
Yeah, you definitely did it.
I mean, so water is just gushing everywhere, and you guys are
just... Yeah, we waited a couple days before we went back.
Oh, my gosh.
Did they have a new fire hydrant in place when you went back?
They did.
Oh, how about that?
Well, at least they fixed it rather quickly.
The city of Chicago was all over it.
They were probably cussing you out, though, while they were doing it. Like, who the heck did this?
That
most likely.
That damn Jan.
Oh, gosh.
Thank you, John. Appreciate you listening this morning. See, you're feeling better already.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to rip any fire hydrants out.
It's Q104. Good morning. Q104, Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. Moving horror stories this morning. It's moving day for Morgan. Rebecca is next. She's in Strongsville. Rebecca, good morning.
Good morning.
How was your move? Tell us about your moving day.
So I was moving across country. I was in the military. I was moving from Washington State to Florida. I had a 40-foot toy hauler with everything I owned in it, in my truck. Came around the corner, I-77 South in West Virginia, right inside there, came around a corner and rolled it.
Oh,
it was a
parking
lot. And it literally split. For anyone who has a camper, that thing will split like a tin can.
What?
And everything we owned went everywhere. It split right down the center.
All over the highway?
All over the highway. Like everything. We literally, I stood there like, I don't even have a toothbrush. They had to have a crane wrap it up like with these huge belts. It took 6 hours. We had traffic. We were on the 6, 11, 9, 6 a.m. We were the news everywhere in this little town.
Oh, no, because
they were awesome, though. The cops took us to the closest hotel. They had a cab took us to go get like toothbrushes and underwear, basically. We had nothing.
Oh, my gosh.
Literally nothing.
So you clogged up every single lane of the highway.
Yes.
With
I'm
your stuff.
Going south.
Oh,
yes.
My goodness.
It was apparently a driver had come the wrong way and started the accident 2 miles ahead. But there was a hairpin corner, and no one came and told anybody that was flying 70 miles an hour and coming the other way.
Yeah.
Wow.
How surreal.
So, yeah, I still think about the clothes I missed.
Oh, yeah, really. R.I.P.
Oh, Rebecca, thank you for calling up and telling us that story.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
And thank you for your service as well.
Yes.
Oh, thanks. so much. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Appreciate you. Izzy's in Westlake. Izzy, good morning. Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
So I have a horror. I have a horror, move horror story for you.
A moving horror story. What is it?
Yeah. So I moved to Florida after college for a really cool job, but I ended up moving back home a couple of years ago, and my dad was helping me unpack the new apartment.
Okay.
So I needed to find a place to hide my unmentionables.
Your unmentionables?
Your unmentionables. I have not heard that word in a long time.
What's the unmentionables?
Well, you know, the battery operated on the
TV. Oh, God. Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah. So I didn't want anyone to see, you know, the unmentionable. So I needed to find a place to, you know, to hide them discreetly without anybody looking at them or whatever, finding them.
Uh-huh.
So I decided to hide them in the toolbox.
The toolbox?
Yeah. So
why did you choose the toolbox?
Well, technically... What are we talking about here? It is a tool.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, yeah, but I never use the toolbox. It's just there. It's just there.
Right.
And, of course, what's the first thing my dad opens?
The toolbox, obviously.
Yeah.
Oh,
all dads have to open up the toolbox.
Oh, God. No.
Oh, my God. I know. Thinking about it, it was just so stupid.
Yeah, immediately regret that decision.
Yeah, immediately. I was like, I couldn't have picked the worst place to put them.
What did your dad say?
Oh, my
God. He confused? He's like, what is this? Is this a plumber's helper?
Stop.
Oh, my God. No, so my dad opens up the toolbox and immediately shuts it. He's like, oh, these are not the tools I was looking for.
No!
He leaves. I was mortified. I did not know where to look.
Oh, my gosh.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Tate McRae. It's Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Friday morning with the Q Morning Show, Morgan and Bill. Why do I see your boy, Tom Sandoval?
He's not my boy.
Well,
not my boy.
He's in your world.
Yeah.
He's in that Bravo world of yours. Yeah. Why is he in the news today? It looks like he's in some trouble.
Yeah, he's being sued. And so is his ex, Ariana Maddox.
What is the basis of the lawsuit?
Being sued by Rachel Levis. So all three people that were involved in the scandal are involved in this lawsuit. So basically, oh gosh, I don't even know like how much I can really get into it. But Rachel is suing Tom and Ariana for eavesdropping, revenge porn, invasion of privacy, and intentional infliction of emotional distress. What happened was the way that Ariana found out about this affair was she got Tom's phone and saw an inappropriate video between him and Rachel on a FaceTime. So Rachel is suing Tom. She's saying Tom filmed me on this FaceTime without my consent. That's the, you know, problem number one. Problem number two, allegedly, when Ariana found this on Tom's phone, she sent the video to herself.
Okay.
So hence the lawsuit.
All right. And do you think that she has a case here?
I kind of do.
This is grounds for a lawsuit?
Yeah, I kind of do. I think what's interesting about it, though, is that... we're on the eve of a year. Scandoval happened, I think it was like March 3rd or March 4th of last year. So I think people are questioning the timing of it. Like, why now and why not sooner after this happened? But, you know, she is saying that her reputation and her career was destroyed and she's seeking damages.
I think it just takes time to put together a lawsuit. Like, you got to go find your lawyer and then you've got to do... discovery and evidence and put everything together.
I also just think, based on other decisions that Rachel has made in the past year, I think that Rachel does what other people tell her to do. So I think this definitely came from lawyers. They're like, look, everybody around you is profiting off of this, and you like feel like you can't show your face in public. So we need to get something in return for this, you know, catastrophic event that you went through very publicly.
Well, good luck with all that, Tom.
Yeah, good luck with all that.
You don't want to see him win, though, right? We're rooting against him.
Yeah, okay. I mean, it's definitely wrong of him to do. I feel like it's kind of... I don't know if I would have sued Ariana. Like, Rachel, you've done enough damage to Ariana's life, and now you're going to sue her. It just seems... I don't know. But in this situation, I think if you sue one, you do have to sue both.
All right, let's get to Battle of the Burbs this morning. We still have Sam Hunt tickets.
Yes.
And we will play. It's brought to you by Self.Inc. Battle of the Burbs next.
They make your day. They make you laugh.
Morgan and Bill.
It's like they've been friends forever.
And they're fun to listen to.
The Q Morning Show. Q104.
In Northeast Ohio, we proudly rep our suburbs.
But there can be only one winner in the land.
Battle of the Burbs on the Q Morning Show.
It's brought to you by Self.Inc. And we are ready to play once we meet our contestants. First up, we have Brittany in Wellington, a graduate of Wellington High School. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning.
And you're going to be taking on Michelle in Lorraine, an Admiral King graduate. Michelle, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good luck, ladies.
All right. Your name is your buzzer. So if you think you know the answer, say your name, and then myself or Bill will give you the cue to answer. It's a best of five question trivia challenge. Sam Hunt tickets on the line. So here we go with question number one. Which pop star is known for her Little Monsters fan base?
Brittany?
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga is correct. Question number two. What is the smallest dog breed in the world? Go ahead, Brittany.
Is it a chihuahua?
It is a chihuahua. Great guess. Brittany is ahead 2-0. You could win with this. Michelle, you have to get on the board. Question number three. Which 1994 film starred Jim Carrey as a man who couldn't lie to his son due to his son's birthday wish? Brittany?
Liar, liar.
I mean, a clean sweep today.
Wow.
And Bill couldn't wait to put Michelle on hold.
Oh, so that was Michelle. I was about to accuse Brittany.
I don't hear it anymore, do you?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I think Michelle had to walk in to work or something like that.
It's windy outside.
All right, Brittany, thank you so much for having us on this morning. And I'm glad you called in. You have those Sam Hunt tickets, all right?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. So good to have you along this morning. We are the Q Morning Show, Morgan and Bill. Was it yesterday that we were talking about Zoom meetings?
Yes.
I think it was during group therapy. It was because, what was her name on group therapy? I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
I don't remember. Why can't I remember her name?
I can't remember anything. If it's past 24 hours, it's not happening.
It was yesterday's show, and we can't remember who it was. No, it was Jessica, who was calling in. She had a problem with her boss and Zoom. And then I was reading this Zoom survey here about losing your concentration, people who lose their concentration in a virtual meeting, and it takes less than a half an hour. So it says here, according to these survey results, you get screen fatigue and you officially zone out after 27 minutes of staring at a screen for a work meeting.
I mean, I've been trying to tell you that Zoom is canceled. I've been trying to tell you guys, but you don't want to listen to me.
But I read this and I'm like, 27 minutes?
Seems long.
In a Zoom meeting? If I'm in a meeting for 27 minutes when everybody's in the same room, that's too long. I would start zoning out in one of those meetings.
Yeah, definitely.
27 minutes on Zoom.
Yeah, for me it's like 15. 15 minutes and I'm done. I'm out. I'm not hearing a word you're saying.
During the pandemic, did you have morning show meetings with the boss and with the other members of the morning show?
Yes.
During the pandemic?
Yes.
And it would be on Zoom?
Yep.
Would they be that long, 27 minutes or longer?
I can't remember, honestly. Everything from the pandemic is like a brain fog. But I would say typically, in general, our morning show meetings always run for about 30 minutes.
Okay.
30 to 40 minutes.
Did you zone out sometimes?
Yeah, clearly. I can't even remember any of them.
I used to do, the only time that I ever had to do regular Zoom meetings was in between jobs. I was unemployed and doing some freelance stuff. And there was this project that I was working on. It was a podcast, and we were all spread out over the country. So we would meet weekly, I think, for Zooms. And luckily, I didn't have to talk on any of them.
Oh, so, the dream.
So my responsibility was I would jump on, and everybody would be there, and there would be the small talk at the beginning. And be like, hey, how's everybody doing?
Good.
And then I would mute myself
yeah.
for 30 to 45 minutes. And at the end, I would say, okay, everybody have a good day.
But how much of that information did you actually retain?
Not much, because it really didn't pertain to me.
Yeah, I feel like when you don't have to speak, you really don't listen.
Yeah, none of the information had anything to do with me. It was just that I was part of the team, and so I think it was just a good look for me to be there, you know, because we're strength in numbers.
Right.
Or something like that. Let's get into this, because my oldest son, Will, who is 12 years old, came to me the other day and he said, Dad, we should find a new show to watch together. And for the past couple of days, I've been looking around. I've been going through all my streaming apps and I'm like, I don't know what to watch with him.
What's appropriate to watch with a 12-year-old?
An appropriate show. So I thought we'd get into that. What show have you binge watched with your kid? That's next on the Q Morning Show.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Waking you up.
Hold me, feel so holy.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. So what shows can you binge watch with your tween or your teen? Because that's what I'm in right now.
You're looking for the recommendations?
Yeah, my son Will is 12 years old. We watch movies together. Recently, we watched The Outsiders, which is a movie from the 80s. He read the book in school, and I remember watching the movie in school. So I thought, okay, this movie's okay. And then the other weekend, we watched Stand By Me from 1986. And again, I remembered, I was like, well, I saw that movie when I was his age.
Right.
It's got to be okay for him to watch. And then in the first 5 minutes of the movie, because all the kids in this movie, Stand By Me, all the kids in this movie are 12 years old.
Oh, okay.
And they're up in a treehouse smoking cigarettes.
Oh, gosh.
And Will's like, oh, my God, what are they doing? And I'm like, yeah, what are they doing?
What are they doing? Don't pay attention to that.
But he asked me the other day, he's like, is there a show that we could watch? Like, not a movie, but a TV show. And we have watched some shows in the past. We watched The Outer Banks, which is borderline questionable. It is.
I feel like it's more for, like, upper teens.
Probably. Yeah. There's nothing graphic. There's a few bad words here or there. And then we watched Cobra Kai together. We watched the Karate Kid movies, and then we watched Cobra Kai. But what is there right now? Like, what is out there right now? Because I've been looking around. I'm like, I really can't find anything, and I don't know what's appropriate or not. Like, for instance, and it's got to be a show that I want to watch.
Yeah.
Like, it's got to be a show that I'm into and that I'm going to like, because he wanted to watch some Percy Jackson series, which is on Disney Plus, and he watched that with his mom. I had no interest in watching Percy Jackson, so I skipped over that one.
You know what show I really love? It might have some inappropriate language in it. That's the only thing. I can't remember if it's edited or not.
Yeah, I don't mind that. I mean, Outer Banks had that. Cobra Kai had that.
And I don't know. Do you like competition shows?
What kind? Like Survivor? Are you talking about Survivor?
No, I'm not talking about Survivor. Although that is pretty on brand for me to recommend that.
That wouldn't be a bad show to watch, Survivor. Like pick a season and watch it.
I could give you the best seasons, like literally 1 through 45. I can rank them all. But anyways, The Traitors on Peacock is so good.
The Traitors.
It's so good.
T-R-A-I-T-O-R-S?
Yeah. It's a game show. And basically, it has... Season one had normal people and reality stars in the mix. But season two is just reality stars from different shows. So Survivor, Big Brother, Drag Race, Bravo. And basically, have you ever played Mafia? Your son has probably played Mafia in school.
Okay.
Basically, there are three traitors among this big group of reality TV stars. And the faithfuls are trying to figure out who the traitors are. And if you get to the end, you win $250,000. They do these challenges, but it's like a game of strategy. You know, people are trying to get the traitors out and they pick the wrong people. And I love it. And David loves it.
Okay, the traitors.
Yeah, it's on Peacock.
Gonna write that down. I wouldn't mind rewatching a show that I've already watched too. I think he's probably still a little too young for The Office, but I was thinking maybe Parks and Rec, like a show
okay.
like that.
Okay.
216-474-0104. If there is a show that you have binge watched with your tween or your teen and you enjoyed it as well, I would appreciate the suggestion. I've heard a lot about this show called Euphoria.
On Don't Max. Watch that with your 12-year-old. Do not watch that with your 12-year-old.
Q104, Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. Talking about TV shows that you can stream with your tween or your teen. Shows that are age appropriate for them. Because, Euphoria, I was joking. I'm not going to watch Euphoria
on
Max. I've heard enough about that show where I don't even want to watch it.
Right.
I think it would bother me. But Tony had just called in like a second ago and we were in mid-conversation. Tony, let's bring you back in. You had suggested the Harry Potter movies, right?
Yes.
We've seen all the Harry Potter movies. We've maybe even a couple times. And he's read all the books as well. So I would rewatch those movies if you wanted to rewatch them. It's just that, we've already seen all those. You had another suggestion as well, though?
Yes, the Hunger Games.
Hunger Games. We have seen, how many are there? There's four movies total?
I think so. I think I've only seen two.
And then a fifth one that just came out like within the past couple of months. I believe the prequel.
Yes.
We've seen the first two movies. For some reason, we have not seen the third yet. And I don't remember why.
I would recommend seeing all of them.
Okay.
In order.
Hunger Games in order. Maybe he'll want to read the books, too. Want to get these kids reading and not just watching TV all the time. Marissa is in Aurora. Marissa, good morning.
Good morning.
Did you have a show suggestion?
I did. MTV did a few seasons of Teen Wolf about, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago. And my kids were tweens and like probably 10, the youngest. And we all loved it.
Teen Wolf.
What's it about?
I didn't know they updated Teen Wolf.
Yeah, it's not anything like the movies from the 80s at all.
Wait, before you go any further, Marissa, so I did watch the movie Teen Wolf with Will, maybe within the last year or so, and I immediately regretted it. Like, I thought it was going to be okay, because I probably saw it when I was his age, but that movie really hasn't aged well because there's gay slurs in there. And
I don't think I would suggest that one. I didn't like it the first time around, but
oh, you didn't like Teen Wolf?
No, wasn't a huge fan.
It's campy.
It is. But the show is, I don't know what kind of stuff your son likes, but it's darker, and moody. And my kids were young. I mean, probably I started the youngest too young with it, but we loved it. And they did a movie to sort of close it out after it ended about 2 years ago. And my 18-year-old daughter and all of her friends, and myself included, and my son couldn't wait to see it. And we were so happy that they did a movie to finish it.
Okay, awesome. All right, Teen Wolf. Thank you, Marissa. I appreciate that. Dark and moody. That sounds like Will. You might
there
enjoy
you
that.
Go.
There were some suggestions that came in on the text.
Yes. Young Sheldon. You could do Young Sheldon.
Do I have to?
You don't want to watch Young Sheldon?
I didn't like Big Bang Theory.
Okay.
I didn't like that as a show. So that's what keeps me away from Young Sheldon.
Yeah.
What about that Abbott Elementary?
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard about that show?
I have heard about it. I've never watched it. I only rewatch Vanderpump Rules like every day. Right now I'm back on season 4. So I'm not a good person to ask.
Modern Family. What about Modern Family? I wonder if
you've
seen
that.
You've never seen one episode of Modern Family?
Mm-mm.
That's a show that I watched the first few seasons, but then gave up on for some reason. But okay. Thank you for all these suggestions. I promise I will try them out.
Will you?
Sure, I will.
All of them?
No. All of them. I'm just going to pick one.
I guarantee you're not going to watch one episode of The Traitors.
Oh, I take that bet. I'm going to watch
really?
It. Really? Yeah, just I'm going to watch it this weekend.
To spite me?
Yeah, just to spite you.
Season 2, not season 1.
It's Q104.
Website, it's just how we do it.
Q104, 90s, 2000s here. Now, Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. Thank you for choosing us this morning. A friend of mine texted me. He said, how about Only Murders in the Building to watch that?
Yeah.
You know, I saw seasons 1 and 2, and they are safe for kids. I mean, there's nothing objectionable about it as far as content, and it's kind of like a murder mystery clue type show.
Yeah.
I just remember I was kind of bored after season 2.
I only made it like 3 episodes into season 1, honestly.
But I keep hearing things about Only Murders, like lately. I know Meryl Streep was in, I believe, season 3. And then Eugene Levy is joining season 4.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I did.
It's like if Eugene Levy's on now, I got to jump back into that show.
Yeah, I know.
If they get Dan Levy to come on Only Murders in the Building, I'm definitely watching that show. Also, I'm reading about Hailey Bieber and Justin Bieber lately.
Yeah.
And I thought that this was a good thing, but then why is there so much negativity surrounding this?
Something's just afoot.
What is afoot?
So, you know that Hailey Baldwin is Stephen Baldwin's daughter, right?
I did know that.
Okay. So, when you have a famous dad, you know, like, it's not just Hailey and Justin Bieber that are in this public relationship. Her dad is also a public figure. So when your dad, who is Stephen Baldwin, gets on social media and says something like, please pray for Hailey and Justin, people are going to wonder why.
Okay. So let's break this down a little bit. First of all, Stephen Baldwin, if I am recollecting this correctly, he is a very religious man.
Oh, I don't know if he is or if he isn't.
I believe that he is. He is the one that is a born-again Christian, if I believe that I have that correct.
Okay.
And if so, it's not unusual for me, or it's not unusual to me, that Stephen would say something like that. I mean, that sounds like something that he would say.
I mean, you're talking to a pastor's daughter. My dad has never got on Facebook and said, please pray for David and Morgan.
But I bet that he prays for you every single night.
Yeah, but that insinuates... Saying something like that insinuates that something is wrong.
I don't think so. I think that's a nice thing. I think, please pray for Morgan because she's moving this weekend.
Because. You right. Put a because in there.
Oh, okay. So you're just looking for the why.
Yeah. If you make a statement like that, please pray for Hailey and Justin. And that's it.
It sounds like a nice thing.
No, people are going to assume the worst.
I wish people would say that about me.
And those close to the situation say that Haley's not happy about it at all.
She doesn't want...
Because it causes all of this speculation, especially with their marriage. I mean, Hailey and Justin have been under the microscope since they got married. I think they've been married for, 5 years? You know, the Selena fans have their narrative. The Hailey fans have their narrative. And Justin fans, they're always fighting with each other. Always. So to say something like that, people will automatically start to question their marriage, which is why I think she's probably upset about it. Not only that, Hailey and Justin were seen leaving a church together.
I saw this video.
On Wednesday.
I have issues with this video.
What's the issue?
Because people are commenting on Justin and Haley's facial expressions as they're leaving the church.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, look, they look so stoic or unhappy. And it's like, yeah, because they're leaving the church and people are literally yelling at them.
Yeah.
Hailey, is there something wrong with your marriage?
Yeah.
I would be unhappy too.
Yeah.
You should see the look on my face if people are yelling at me as I'm leaving church.
I totally get it. But here's the point. If her dad had never posted that, do you think people would be yelling, Hailey, is there something the matter with your marriage?
Maybe not that, but they'd probably be yelling something.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, I don't know. There you go. We'll have to see what they need prayers about, but people are assuming the worst. They always do.
Well, I will be praying for Justin and Hailey this weekend.
Will you?
For sure. It's a nice thing. I think it's a nice thing. And I'll be praying for you as well.
Will you?
With your move.
I don't believe you.
Why not? It's a nice thing to say.
To say, but to actually do? Would you actually do it? Exactly. You know, I know you.
Everybody prays differently.
Right.
It's not just, you know, kneeling down and putting your hands in the prayer
right.
symbol. It's many different ways.
You'll have a good thought.
Yes.
Cleveland is waking up to the Q Morning Show.
Awesome way to wake up.
It's Morgan and Bill.
So much good music. I love it.
On Q104.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.